In Randolph County and from miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the people speak.
Good morning. Welcome to the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Today we're talking with Larry from the center. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning.
All right. I'll tell you what. We got a break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in real quick. And we will come back and talk with Larry from the center here on the People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. We'll get back to the program in just a moment here. But right now we've got Robert from Hooker's Men's Store joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good. And it's great to be here when Larry's here.
True.
I don't get to see him as much as I did because now I have to go in the evenings. Well, you can't be there 24 hours a day.
No,
can you, Larry?
No, no, I gotta get some golf in.
So I don't see him anymore. So it's great to see him.
Mm-hmm. Very good to see you.
Thank you, and it's good to hear about the center. You know, we were just talking. I think I started going in 2000, so that would be 23 years, and I hit it 3 days a week. I'm afraid not to go. I want to keep everything moving. And Larry's right. Very motivating about that. I hate that he's not there when I go, but, you know, it is what it is. So anyway, you know, our Sunday school lesson was about transitions in life. You didn't know this was going to be a sermon, did you, Larry? Yeah, okay. So anyway, and one of the first things that came up was graduation from, like, high school. You know, you're either going to work or the service or to college, and it's just a transition in life. And it's also a very exciting times, but where this is all going with is we steam graduation gowns for $5. So, you know, when they come out of that square, they're just a wrinkle mess and you can't iron them or it'll scorch them. So we have this great steamer and we just do it for $5. You know, a guy said yesterday, he said, "Is that all $5? And I said, "Well, 10 sounds like too much." And we just round it off at $5. So whatever, that's
and
what
it
is.
If you go with 6, 7, 8, or 9, then you got to deal with change.
You got to. So we just keep going with $5. And another thing, speaking of graduation, especially for eighth graders from the eighth grade at Sparta, a great graduation gift for an eighth grader is something from our Sparta Bulldog apparel. And we have hoodies, we have short sleeve tees, long sleeve tees, sweatpants, windbreakers, crew neck sweatshirts, all of that. And it just makes a perfect gift to an eighth grader. It's kind of like welcoming them to high school. Now, also in menswear in general, we have menswear for all occasions. We have suits, sport coats, dress shirts. For more casual times, we've got golf shirts, sports shirts, Levi Dockers, Haeger comfort waist shorts, Levi denim shorts. So that's just an idea in general menswear, and we're, of course, filling in on things every day. But just to wrap it up this morning, we'll go back to the graduation gowns, steaming them, and there's a lot of graduations this weekend. Mm-hmm. So just bring it in. We'll be there now through the weekend, and we'll get it steamed for you. So now I'll give the hot seat back to Larry.
Well, I thank you. I'll take it back.
Yeah. Is that mic on?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it's just good to be here with Larry and Nassim again. It's been a while. And, of course, the first thing we talked about was the Cardinals. That's right. 18-1 game. Who hears of that?
That was a good one. Last night, not so good.
Exactly. You hate to lose those.
Need more of those type of games, right? Yes. The 18.
Yes.
And I gave Dennis Hamilton a ride to Sparta this morning. He had to pick up a rental car. And so I came, and we talked the way over, you know, if you could just save some of those runs for the next game.
Yeah, we could have used a few for last night.
Exactly. But hopefully they're back on the streak. And I better get back to work and give it back to Larry. It's good to hear him talk about the center. And as we were talking about our health, you know, such an important thing.
Well, and you're so faithful, and you can testify that it's important.
Yeah, you know, really, if you have good health, you're a rich person. Yes. You know, and we can't take it for granted, and nobody can do it but us. So, well, I better get back and get to work, and we'll see you guys again.
All right, pleasure, good. Robert.
Oh,
always
thank you,
pleasure.
Larry. Thank you.
All right, Robert. Thanks. Thank you for stopping in. Robert Graham from Hooker's Men's Store here this morning on the People Speak. Stop in and see. We're talking about, feels like he should be there, you know, and exercising and that. And that's something, I mean, like we've talked about before, but it's just, I have a habit of, you know, going in for a while and then getting out of the habit. And it's a habit. I mean, you've got to develop it and get to where, I know when I was working out several years ago and stuff, I got to where I was going in at least every other day, if not every day.
Yes.
And at that point, I got to where I felt like if I missed a day, I got to get back in there.
Yeah. Robert was saying, it's so important. We really can't afford not to. And mm-hmm. you know, you think about quantity of life, you know, a long life, but the big catchphrase anymore is quality. Mm-hmm. You know, quality of life. That's important. So. Like you said, if you don't have your health, what do you have? You know, so
right, and it doesn't matter. I mean, you don't have to look at, okay, I'm going to have to spend an hour doing this. You know, you spend what 20-30 minutes. You know, if you don't have a lot of time, you know, just do something.
Absolutely, and you know, it's just like we're saying, it's so important. And you know, you mentioned habit. You know, it should be a lifelong commitment. Mm-hmm. You know, not just something that we can do and say, oh, I've reached my goals and now I'm going to stop and sit down, you mm-hmm. know.
And there's so many bad habits. That's a good habit.
Very good habit to have. That is correct. And you know, it is hard to sometimes to get started, but just get started. I feel like, you know, I think that the research backs this up, but you know, if you can get going and keep it up for a minimum of 4 weeks, then it's you know, than a habit, and you mm-hmm. and you'll find, I think, once you get going, that you want to do it. You know, you look forward to doing it. I'm not saying it's ever everyone's most favorite thing. You know, there are those people that absolutely love it, but definitely all the benefits are worth the effort for mm-hmm. sure. You know, you hear people talking. You think of so many times you don't want to do it, but I've never talked to anybody who walked out the door and regretted doing it.
True. Exactly. So, like I said, it's just like you said, getting started 4 weeks or whatever. I mean, you might be pushing yourself.
Get it to be a habit. Make it a habit.
Yeah, you got
to
push yourself that first little bit, but then once you get past that point, you know, just like any habit, you know, I mean, even the bad ones. Once you've done it long enough, then it becomes a routine, and you start missing it if you're not doing it.
That's
the same
right.
way with exercise.
That's where I was going with that 4 weeks. You know, if you can just get people to get in there and just start forming that habit and stick with it. And that, I think after 4 weeks, you know, you really take off.
So. Right. Like I was saying with me, you know, I mean, when I was doing that on a regular basis, it got to the point where I'd be like, oh, it's almost 5 o'clock. I need to get over to the gym.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yep. So.
And there's other ways to be mm-hmm. physically active too. Now with all these smart watches and smartphones mm-hmm. and, you know, pedometers, you can track steps and you know, we were talking about the weather getting nice or the track that we have in the facility. You know, a lot of people can go that route. If you're, you know, time is a big, you know, I talk about this all the time on this program, but time is the number one mm-hmm. reason people give for not committing to exercise. So if a formal exercise program is difficult, you may just maybe track steps and try to increase that activity that way. And,
right.
you know, formal, when I say formal, we're talking about, you know, so many days a week in a gym, you know, a regimen of cardio and resistance training. But I know some people have a hard time with a formal routine, and that tracking steps are a good option.
Mm-hmm.
And
most phones have an app on them for tracking steps.
Absolutely.
So, you know, everyone's got their phone with them pretty well. Yep.
And you know, they say below 5,000 steps, besides I brought it up, we'll talk about that a little bit, but below 5,000 steps is considered inactive. And then 5,000 is considered somewhat active. And then 7,500 to 10,000 steps is considered moderately active, and then over 15,000 steps is very active. And what they're finding is, you used to always hear that number, 10,000 steps a day. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been reading a lot of research that's saying 7,500 is the sweet spot. And these studies are saying that the people who are getting minimum of 7,500 mm-hmm. a day are getting a lot of the same benefits, most of the same benefits that somebody getting 10,000.
So. Right. So I've got mine set on my phone for like 8,000.
Yeah, so you're right in that. You know, that's a good goal. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying more is not better. You know, that's not what I meant by that.
Right.
But if you can at least get in that 7,500 range, that's you know, 7 days a week, that's a pretty good plan.
Right. Exactly. I'll tell you what. We get on the break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in. We'll come back and talk some more with Larry from the Center here on the People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Got some time left here talking with Larry from the Center. And we're talking about, you know, exercise is just, as you said, you know, it's not about how much time you spend. It's, you know, making the time to do it, you know. And like I said, whether you get, you know, if you're in a hurry, you know, 20 minutes is better than no minutes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are minimum recommended guidelines. So, for example, cardiovascular exercise, they recommend a minimum of three, and these are minimums, but a minimum of three times a week, 30 mm-hmm. minutes per session. Obviously more is good.
Right.
Resistance training, they recommend a minimum of 2 days per week, or muscular strength and endurance type training, a minimum of two times per week, at least two sets for one exercise for every major muscle group.
Mm-hmm.
And those are minimums. So, but yes, any extra physical activity we can get is a really good thing.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, I mentioned steps, and you know, I know with all these gadgets, a lot of people are trying to go that direction, and mm-hmm. for good reason, you know. But yeah, it's important.
Right. I mean, I think that's one thing a lot of people look at is they want to, you know, if you're going to do something, you want to see the results, see the success. You know, am I accomplishing what I'm setting
sure.
out to do? You know.
I mean? Sure. And I know, you know, I something I talk a lot about with people too, and I really mean this. I say this, you know, sometimes you're doing it and you're thinking, boy, this isn't working, or that's not working. I'm not losing enough weight, or you know,
mm-hmm.
I wish this was faster. And well, stop doing it, you know, and
right.
see, you know, you realize how much better you felt when you were, you mm-hmm. know. And well, don't stop, but you know,
right.
But I think you notice it more sometimes when you're not doing mm-hmm. when you're doing it. It really, there's so many benefits, and it truly, truly works. You know, it's people don't fail because it doesn't work. We fail because if we don't do it.
Right,
know?
Right. So actually, I think, like, you know, we were talking the watch and the phones and things like that are actually a benefit, because, like I said, you're going to notice, say, you're going to walk 8,000 to 10,000 steps a day. You're mm-hmm. going to see that on there. You're going to see that as an accomplishment. You know, before, if you were looking at it before, hey, I'm only getting 5,000 to 6,000. You're going to see that long before you start seeing, I lost 15 pounds mm-hmm, or
sure.
I, you know, firmed up, you know, abdominal or something like mm-hmm. that. You know, that's going to take longer, but this is a way you're actually seeing, hey, I'm progressing here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, you know, I certainly, you know, want to encourage formal exercise mm-hmm. programs. That's ideal, you know, is to, and I'm not necessarily talking about a gym. I know you can do, some people can do these things at home if they have equipment and so forth. But, you know, formal exercise program's great. I just mentioned steps because, you know, for some people, formal program's challenging. And with all this technology, a lot of people are,
right.
are watching that, you know, watching their step activity. And that's a good thing, too. That's a good way, you know.
Right.
Another way to try to get more active, just another way.
Here's a question I've been curious about. I see a lot of people in a lot of work now with the rubber bands and stuff like that. How are those compared to...
Sure. So that's good. So that's just a form of resistance, be a form of resistance training. And those are pretty handy, in particular, if you're trying to do things at home and you don't have access to a lot of equipment, like, say, dumbbells or weight plates or benches. Then those resistance bands can, you know, can be really beneficial, and they're cheap. You know, they're right. really inexpensive. Right. And the way those bands work, by the way, the lighter colors are the lighter weight resistances, and the, and then the darker colors are the heavier resistances. So you can, if you have multiple colors, then you can, you know, have different resistances.
All right. The only thing with those you want to make sure is they're secure on the one end when you're pulling on them.
Yeah, they'll snap back on you. And hit. But no, that's a that that's a good inexpensive way to include some resistance training in your daily routine, and in particular at home. We have a station at the gym that's really nice that where you can attach them, and there are several different attachments, so you can attach them high, middle, low, all different ways, and. And those, for some people, those are appropriate. For example, if you more appropriate than say lifting free weights or using machine weights. Like just an example, if maybe you have you've got to have a back issue and you're on a weight limit or weight restriction, where you can't lift a heavy weight. Those resistance bands are really really smooth and gentle so there's definitely a place for those. Yes.
Right. Because I was actually looking at those in a store the other day and thought, because like you said, they're cheap enough. You know, they're going to cost you a lot less than a full set of free weights. So
absolutely, yeah.
And I mean, you can do most of the same exercises with those. You know, you can do your curls. You can do your
sure. Yeah, you know, that's correct.
So
for some people, that might be a little too low level. Meaning, you know, the resistance might not be, you know, but that's the thing. Exercise is not a one size fits all. You know, the exercise program should be very individual. When we meet with people out there, you know, we try very hard to individualize these programs based on their needs. But resistance bands are definitely great for some people. They definitely have their right. place.
What I thought about with them too was if you're traveling and stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
You don't have the excuse of, yeah. I don't have time. Just take them with you, throw them in
another,
the suitcase.
Another great example of where those can be really handy, right. for sure. So. Yeah, and you can, you know, hang them above a door, you know, or loop them over the door. Mm-hmm. You can tie them to a doorknob. And yeah, you'd be amazed at the different exercises. You pretty much every, you know, yeah, there's a ton of different exercises you can do with those.
Okay. Programs going on up at the
we do our I know I mentioned this on the program we do our senior exercise class every morning at Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's at 8:30 if anybody's interested in that. That's a great program. We do a lot of we do some stretching and some basic resistance training, and then some postural stuff at the end. So that's a really good program if you're 65 or older and interested in that. And we're also doing, and I've mentioned this before on the program, we're also doing our COVID long haul program. And that is on Monday, Wednesday. That's for anyone who's experiencing some COVID long haul symptoms. And if you are and you have any interest in that, give us a call. I can give you a little more detail. But what's nice about that program is it's a little more doctor driven. What I mean by that, you know, you'd have to have medical clearance from your doctor. That's pretty simple. We fax it over, get it back. It's a little more monitored. So we'll want to keep close eye on blood pressure and, O2 saturation, just, you know, try to help out if you're having any, and I have some people that are in there, and I know it's really helped. It's really been a beneficial program to the folks that have been in it. So,
right. So, yeah, I know that impacted some people pretty severely.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah, there's still a lot they don't know about COVID and these long haul symptoms. But the one thing that continually keeps coming up with the research is exercise helps. Physical activity helps. That's the one big thing that they, you know, that really keeps coming back with how to help some of these symptoms is physical activity.
Not a whole lot of things that exercise doesn't help.
That, you know, something that's so true. It's just a positive all the way around, you know, your mental health, better sleep, better quality of life, longer life. It's just true. The list goes on and
you
on.
Know, as far as, you know, working and things like that, you're more productive if you feel better, and you feel better if your body is in good
absolutely.
Shape.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kind of going back to the beginning of the program, if our health is, you know, what do you have if you don't have your health? It's so important.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So as far as anyone, if they're interested in getting a membership or anything, they just, contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we definitely welcome to stop in. We're at 1300 North Market, or what, as we always say, the old Kroger building. Convenient Care is mm-hmm. out there on the left. We're on the right side of the building.
If you don't know where the old Kroger building, what that means is ask someone that's over 40 and they'll tell you.
Right. That's what we always say, the old Kroger building. Yeah, we're on the right side, and we've got our physical therapy department, OT, out there as well. Or you can call. We'll be happy to take a phone call and give anybody any information, 618-443-6966.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're out of time, but Larry, thanks for stopping by and following us in. We'll look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. Have a good day.
All right. That'll wrap things up for The People Speak. I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.